This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
All right, so let's get back to the they're not going to do anything. Like, do you want my
updated perfect offseason?
It makes me sad, but yes, we're going to do it. But it makes me really sad. But is there any chance there's some rope-a-doping going here? Is there any chance that they're putting out, hey, you know, we're not really doing anything, and they're the team to pounce on someone? I don't think it's going to be Yamamoto or whatever, but like, no. Blake Snell's only 100 million. Oh, boom, or whatever it is. Like, do you think the Phillies are potentially lying in wait? Do you think they're really saying, look, this market's not playing out for us. If there's a trade there, we'll take it. But more likely, we're going to kind of fill on the fringes and head into camp.
I think there's a 100% chance that they're – it's not a rope-a-dope. I just think they're going to be opportunistic. Like, it reminds me a lot of – when they signed Castellanos. I mean, it was essentially the market crater, and they're like, why would we not sign Castellanos? So maybe that happens for Blake Snell. If you're telling me they can add Blake Snell as like with Aaron Nola, obviously a win.
No brainer. Yeah, no brainer. At that point, yes, please.
So I think there's 100%. And really, I think the next thing that could happen is a trade. I mean, that's where it comes down to. Is free agency, I think, and I was going to put it in my take bag, but now that we're talking about it, like, I think the biggest thing that we have to adjust with the current state of the Phillies and the way that, you know, free agency is going and the way the offseason is going is that now it is entirely on, and not to put pressure on them, I'm very sorry, but it's on player development and it's on Brian Barber to keep getting talent in the system, because now it's trades.
Well, that's what I said in the pod. That's why I said I trust these guys to draft and develop talent, and that's part of the reason I was willing to trade away our guys.
Like, I don't think the Phillies are going to be huge players in free agency, because I think when you have, at least for the next couple of years, because I think when you have your roster pretty much set and they have their core for the next 3 years is Bryce, JT, Schwarber, Castellanos, Turner, Stott, Boehm, Marsh, like, it's pretty set. Wheeler, they'll probably extend this offseason.
Yeah, I think so.
Nola, Ranger, Chris Sanchez, Andrew Painter, whatever. Like, it's pretty much set.
But Nick Abel, hopefully, in a couple years.
And look at, like...
Or trade him.
Look at what the Dodgers have done, you know, the last couple years. It's like, their roster's pretty much set. but then they go out and they trade their prospects to add around those guys. You know, and the Mookie trade was bigger, but like I think about the Scherzer trade and really the Turner trade. Yep. Like when you get to this point as a franchise and you get to this point as a team, then it becomes about the trades you make, not the free agent signings that you make. And that's what we're currently dealing with is people want these free agent signings because we've been so accustomed the last couple of years of they're going to be players in free agency. It's not the case when the roster is pretty much set. Now it's about the trades around those guys. Maybe the trade for a lockdown, shutdown star reliever.
Like we've talked about.
Like we've talked about. I mean, I think that's a trade that could happen. And then, I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe the Snell market craters and they sign him. But I think there is definitely one possible big move left. I think, I think if I had to choose one, it'd be for one of the star relievers.
Please, buddy. I would be very... That'd we be talked fun. About it. I mean, we well, talked
I
just, about
like,
it.
I don't... There seems to be this thing, and I don't get why. I do get why. It's because people like to be fake smart. And there's nothing that bothers me more than this like fake smart sports arguments. Like the run the ball stuff right now. Of course the Eagles have to establish a run.
Of course they
like,
do.
Like just shut
it's,
up.
It's so annoying. Like, yes, they have to run the ball and they have to run it better. Like, what else? Why are we even having this discussion? Like,
it shouldn't be this hard.
Thank you.
It shouldn't be this hard.
I am so with you.
Like, it's okay.
Some things are obvious. But some things we don't have to fight about. Some things we can all say, yeah, you know what? We all agree. That's what happened. That's
you love those arguments.
I do. You know me.
But that's what I feel about the closer position. Like, having a guy that can just shut down the ninth is valuable. And it's like, yeah, I know the Phillies the last couple of years, they've had a revolving door back there, but that's because they haven't had the guy. They haven't had someone they can just stick in the ninth. And like, yeah, maybe Alvarado's better than whatever closer they can go trade for. Maybe not. But at that point, Alvarado can be in the seventh. He can be in the eighth. They could have Sir Anthony. Like, they go from why would you trade assets for a closer? Because it lets everyone, it turns your bullpen from really good. It was a top five bullpen last year to like the best in the sport. A souped up bullpen. Like, well, and it's if there's the time to do it, it's probably now.
Well, and honestly, if you look at the way they lost the last two postseasons, I mean, Houston, obviously, that was maybe the greatest bullpen in the history of the sport, up there, whatever, but that played a major role in them losing. And last year, not that Ginkel and Seawald are the best bullpen we've ever seen, but they were amazing. They were amazing in the playoffs, those two guys. Those guys, and until the World Series, those guys were unhittable, and that's part of the reason they got there. Like, being able to shut guys down at the end of playoff games, being able to like win games like that. Oh, maybe we saw it in games 3 and 4, what that would have done for the Phillies if they had shut down guys. They could come in and shut it down. Like, they would have been in the World Series last year. Like, it's massively important.
So I don't understand why it's always, I think we've gone too far with the closer doesn't matter thing. It's still the three hardest outs to get in a baseball game.
And especially in the biggest of games when the pressure is the biggest. Well, like, those are tough outs to get.
Well, and especially if Rob Thompson is going to be as aggressive as he is in some of these games, like, you need a souped up bullpen.
And it almost saves him from himself. Having a guy at the end that you can just count, like, that guy's there. Let me build up to that each time and not have to worry about how I'm ending a game.
So, yeah, I just think that if there's ever a time to do it, it's your World Series window to do it.
And this is the World Series window.
Like, if you can go get a Bednar, you can go get a Devin Williams, you can go get one of these lockdown
Alex
guys.
Lang or Alexis Diaz or whatever. I just like to throw out names.
I know.
But I do. Yes, Alex Lang is really good.
So, but
I'd rather have Bednar for what it's worth.
Oh, yeah. Bednar's.
Bednar would be my top number choice one. Of those guys. Yep.
So I think we've just gone too far with the whole closer doesn't matter thing. And especially, listen, with the way this team, you know, with the way the manager manages in the biggest games of the year, instead of having Kimbrel have to come in that spot, or if Sir Anthony's not pitching as well, or you, like, instead of having to, if you want to not extend Chris Sanchez later into a game or Ranger into a game, which I hope we can just knock off. Like, I don't want to deal with that anymore.
Just let your freaking starter go. When he's okay.
When has he ever shown he can't handle it?
Yeah, it's
But you might as well just build a souped up bullpen. Might as well. I mean, like, I think Kirkland would be, like, honestly, maybe the biggest thing that they're internally debating right now, and I think it's one of the bigger questions about the team, is how great can Ryan Kirkering be? Like, can Kirkering
be Bednar?
Be Bednar, yeah. Be Devin Williams, be one of the best closers in baseball? Because if he can be,
then there's no reason to
it totally out. Changes
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, then he's the guy.
But we don't know. Could also have him and those guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would be, and it especially helps you get through 162. And we know how important bullpens are in the postseason.
Speaking of, you just mentioned his name. Thoughts on $13 million for Craig Kimbrel?
A raise,
not just by the 101 win Orioles team, but to be their closer. How about that?
Well, imagine going from Felix Bautista
yeah,
to Craig Kimbrel.
And Bautista's obviously out for the year, so they say Kimbrel's going to be their closer. Isn't that wild? Like, you just watched it, and then you're like, yep, that guy. I know he's good
during
the year.
Yeah, but listen, they'll probably turn him into a stud because they have a bit of a pitching factory.
They're really good at that stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. I want to get to your perfect offseason. I want to talk about the Harper
thing.
Well,
that's not a perfect offseason.
Your boring perfect offseason. Your lame perfect offseason. Yeah. But yeah, you just mentioned Thompson real quick, so I'll just throw that in there. Thoughts on the one-year extension? Like, you know, I didn't want him to be a lame duck, clearly. He would have been a lame duck this year. They add the one more year. I think a lot of people are like, just 1 year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
So I can't tell if it's more Thompson or the Phillies. Because
he's talked a lot about just being
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. So
like doesn't even care what he makes and like doesn't even almost retired before getting the job. Yeah.
Exactly. So like
I had that thought too.
I was like, maybe he's just like, you know,
I'm gonna kinda go year by year.
Year by year. Year by year. And maybe if he gets to the point where it's like, you know, like I'm ready to move on. He seems very comfortable. With moving on and going back to Canada.
He seemed very comfortable talking about it and saying how he really feels about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they felt like they didn't have to give him 3 years.
Sure.
So yeah. Or it's the Phillies being like, play it year by year. And if what happens again this year, then maybe we move on and we'll pay you that extra year and see what happens.
How shook do you think they were by the playoffs? Like, because again, you know, I think. And, you know, we battled about the levels of it, but I think everyone can agree, Rob Thompson, even he said it. He said it in his postseason press conferences. Like, he made some mistakes. He trusted some guys too much. He should have done some different things in some different spots. How much do you think the Phillies are concerned about that?
I don't know if they're concerned. I think that it's something they're monitoring. Because I think
he's a great manager.
I think Rob Thompson's one of the best managers in baseball.
I do, too.
I just think that...
I love the guy.
If his fault or whatever is he's too loyal... Then I think they want to see how he does next year. If he does the loyalty thing, if he changes it around and it doesn't work again, then it's like, okay, maybe it's not Rob Thompson. But my first thought was, is he angling for Alex Cora? Alex Cora was the
one
guy.
1 year left in Boston, or 2 more years left in Boston, whatever.
Guy hired in Boston. Yep. Rob Thompson's getting older. Red Sox, I mean, he seems frustrated with what was going on up there. Yeah. Maybe that was a Chaim Bloom problem. Maybe under Craig Breslow, he's more, you know, he's more happy. But if Alex Cora becomes available in a year, I mean, I think Alex Cora is a difference-making manager. I love Alex Cora. So maybe that's, like, I think Alex Cora is the best manager in the sport. Yeah.
Council's up there, you know.
Man, I'm so sick of Craig Council.
I think he's really good, but look, he's never won the playoffs either.
Oh, my
God. I mean, no, rephrase. I'm sorry. Bruce Bochy is the best manager of the sport, period. And
sure.
Sorry, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to give it to him.
Yeah.
Megan won the World Series again.
He's good.
But I agree. I think Cora's top three.
I think Cora's a stud. So that was one of my thoughts. And the year thing was really interesting. And I couldn't tell if it was more Thompson or more the Phillies. And I think they'll be curious to see what happens in the postseason. And it might just be if they fall short again, they have to do something.
Because
the problem is like I keep loving the staff they built around him. You know, like,
and look, I think like, Rob's good.
I think Rob Thompson's.
And
great.
For what it's worth, I don't think this is going to be an issue because I think he will change. The way he talked after the season in his postseason press conference, the way he talked about the mistakes he made, like, he seemed really thoughtful and pensive about it and was like, he's like, he was willing to admit that he's like, yeah, I probably did certain things wrong. I probably trusted guys in spots I shouldn't have. Like, he admitted it. So, and hearing him after he gets the contract saying, has anybody want to watch a World Series? It hurts too much. Like, I would be surprised if a guy like him didn't learn at least some sort of lesson.
Sure. But you know, and you look at the kind of the staff they're building around him. You know, I like Caelan Cotham a lot.
I mean, I think Cotham is
stud. Yeah. Kevin Long, we know, good. I just like they added these. I love that they went to the Giants, and I love they went to the Astros when they got these like extra hitting coaches around them because. You know what sunk them in the playoffs? Started chasing everything.
Yeah,
Giants and Astros are two of the best non-chasing teams in the sport. The Astros, for the last 6 years, top of baseball in the least amount of strikeouts. So poaching from those teams, I think is brilliant.